This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today we are chatting with Katie, and Katie is awaiting the arrival of her first baby. She's about 38 weeks pregnant when we speak with her. And Katie and her husband Ryan have a really cool, interesting story in that they are expats who left their lives in Portland, Oregon, decided to travel across Europe, and then over the course of that time decided to settle in Ireland, eloped, and got pregnant. And right after they got pregnant, Katie knew she wanted to have a home birth, but felt really challenged with trying to navigate this area in a new country and figuring out how they were going to go about this. So if you are planning on living the globe-trotting life or moving to another country and you want to have a home birth and you have a pet and you want to bring him or her with you, this is a really great episode for you because it dives into all of that and you hear about their process and their planning. We're just so excited for them on this journey and really honored that they let us share part of their story. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I've been listening to your podcast a long time, so this is awesome.
Thank you so much, Katie. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you reaching out and connecting with us. And we're very excited to speak with you as well and to hear your story.
Yes, yes. So, Katie, we started emailing a couple months ago after you reached out and, you know, thanked us for what we're doing on the show and talked about how you've been listening. And you are in such a cool situation and such a cool life that you've created for yourself. I'm really excited for you to share it with people. So why don't you just tell us a little bit first about you and who you are and, you know, where you are, what you're up to.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess I'll start with, I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, but living in West Cork, Ireland, which is like the southern coast of Ireland, very close to the most southerly tip, actually, on the coastline, and was living in Portland, Oregon before this, and working a corporate job as an accounting, and that's how I met my partner, Ryan, and basically, to sum it up, we were living in kind of both working corporate jobs, living in a city, and there's a lot of perks to that, but it was kind of just not fulfilling us in a certain way. And we had some life changes and we kind of did the whole simplify your life thing. And at first we were like, let's build a tiny house. And, yeah, you know, that whole movement we got really into. And, but then it was like this deep urge to travel and to leave the Pacific Northwest that we've known both basically grown up in. So it was kind of like, okay, let's leave and do something different. And Ryan has Irish citizenship through his father's side. I mean, he never lived here before, but that allowed us a way to live in Europe and essentially as long as we want, with his passport. So that kind of sparked some movement and we thought, okay, let's look into that. And we were attracted to Ireland because that's both our heritage and, they speak English, and we're not really great with other languages. We're learning, but it was kind of just this natural, like, that's a great place to go. And we both really wanted to see it. So we do have a dog. So that was kind of the next thing was, okay, do we just go for 3 months and leave our dog with someone in the States and just like take a sabbatical? Or, but it kept coming back to like, that's just not enough really. You know, we wanted to just really take a leap of faith. And I can't quite tell you why, but it's because it just is a feeling. It's just an energy. And we were just really ready to make a big move. So we made the leap May 2016 and moved to Ireland with our dog, which so happy to have people connect with me on how that worked.
Yes. We were talking about that, you know, before we hit record, because we have our dog and we have grand visions and romantic ideas of travel across the world. And so
we want to bring him.
Yes.
So you guys have figured it out. So we were learning from you.
Well, it's doable. So that's the great news. It's just, it's a process. But yeah, that's a whole nother thing. So I'm happy to talk about that with anyone that wants to chat. So we brought her and we really just came with 6 suitcases. We sold all our possessions in Portland. And I've never felt lighter in my life. I've never felt more excited. And we had no clue. We had no jobs, no house, no contacts here. We just came and we had our first Airbnb booked. And thank God for Airbnb. It's amazing. And we just kind of went from one place to the next with whoever allowed the dog to be there, and saw pretty much the whole entire country of Ireland, drove around, rented a car. And then we hadn't been married yet, so we eloped and in Dingle, Ireland, which is beautiful. And really just that sparked us like, okay, let's keep this traveling thing going as long as we can before we have to get a job. And so it's very addictive. I'll tell you that. You just don't want to work again. And so anyway, we did that, and we found through an Airbnb a guy that fell in love with our dog Cleo and became a friend. So we were allowed to leave her with him, and that sparked us going over to France for a while, and then Spain. And since then, we've been to London and Czech Republic. And it's just been incredible. And in that journey, you know, we did settle down a little bit, and we found the house that we're in now. And I can go on and on, but then I'm sure it will come up more. But it's definitely been a complete process of trusting that the universe has your back. And that if you're going for something that really aligns with who you are and your values, that it will work out, even though it's terrifying at times. And definitely there were definite days, I'll tell you, that you go, oh my God, why did we do this? I miss my favorite burrito bar in Portland. Yeah. I miss it. We just have days where you're like, I don't even know how to drive here. But then there's these other days where you're just like, wow, I'm experiencing life so much out of my comfort zone and meeting incredible people and being open to new things. And we don't regret it for a second. We're very happy here. So
that's so awesome.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
So yeah.
And then somewhere along that trip, you guys got pregnant.
Yeah. Right. There's more synchronicity to this. So not only are you living this life that we've thought of in our minds, but there's also another huge connection and why you're on the show.
Yeah. So definitely. So that's the best part. So we eloped, and like I said, kind of we've known each other for a long time as friends, and then dated just before we kind of a year in Portland. So it's kind of our relationships moved quickly, but in a really magical way. And so when we got here, it was kind of like we were pretty open to kids, but very much just like, okay, maybe we should get a house first. Maybe we should have a roof over our head. And kind of once that happened, we got pregnant very quickly, which we're very grateful for. And that happened, I guess, in October. So I'm 38 weeks tomorrow.
Wow.
And
that's so cool.
Yeah. So, and I've been feeling great. I've had one of those pregnancies where, never got sick, never, like, sometimes I just don't even want to talk about it, 'cause I know a lot of women don't have that kind of pregnancy, but it's been really, really easy and joyful and, yeah, no pain or anything. So
wow.
We're excited.
Yes. Yay. Well, right now I want to take just a quick break. And then when we come back, I want to talk about these plans for this pregnancy What's going on over there in Ireland. So quick break. We'll be right back. Today's episode is sponsored by us, Matthew and Sarah Bivens. We are up to some pretty cool things and have some sweet businesses ourselves. And so we're going to take about the next 100-ish seconds to share each other's businesses and what we're up to.
Yes, we are. So, Sarah, you are an amazing balanced lifestyle coach. And Sarah works with first-time moms and new moms who are trying to find some balance in their new role. So if you're a mom out there who's experiencing that burnt out feeling from running around and taking care of everyone else, if you're losing your sense of self in your new role as a mom, or if you're frustrated with creating and sustaining healthy lifestyle habits, then Sarah has something amazing for you. It's called Balanced Mama, and it's a 3-month, one-on-one, super personal coaching experience with Sarah. If you're interested, you can learn more at sarahbivens.com/balancedmama.
And you, Matthew, sir, for as long as I've known you, you have had an extensive background in business development and marketing. And now what you do is you work with businesses who want to reach an engaged audience, boost their authority, and really increase their revenue through the power of podcasting. You kind of knowing what you're doing in the world of podcasting, this is actually your third show. So what you do is you can help, one, launch the show, two, eliminate that technology headache, which is so real, things like equipment, editing, publishing, promoting, things that people don't want to do typically, and three, helping to grow and monetize the show. So if you're a business owner out there, an entrepreneur, or a thought leader expert in a certain area, and you've thought about podcasting, go for it. People really want to hear what you have to say. Trust us, take our word for it. Anyway, go to matthewbivens.com/podcast. Again, that's matthewbivens.com/podcast to learn more. Okay, so just shy of 38 weeks, pregnant in Ireland, this whole new place, away from everything familiar that you and Ryan had known for so long. And then you're planning a home birth also on top of all of that.
Yeah. So we got pregnant, like I said, really fast, and we were really stoked about that. And I don't, again, I just, my intuition immediately was like, I want to do a home birth. And I'd known a couple people back in Portland, kind of friends that did home births back there. And so that inspired me. So I was like, okay, I know this can be done, you know, but that's really it. I hadn't like known anything else, especially in Ireland. But, and I think that decision was just, it was very much from the moment I knew I was pregnant. And, in my heart, it's just, you know, not a huge fan of hospitals and that environment. And I just immediately thought, this, I really want to experience the whole trust in myself and trust in this whole natural process. I very much embrace that way of life as much as possible. So, and honestly, like moving to the country, I kind of already got over some major fears of like letting go and just trusting the universe and the life and spirit, whatever you want to call it. And so it was kind of like just natural to be, okay, and now I want to birth this baby in a way that's like complete trust in it all. And at least coming at it from that angle and having the first emotions that the baby feels be trust, love, and peace and not fear.
Wow. And beautiful.
I don't think that it's not that you can't have that in a hospital. I know you
sure.
definitely can.
Right.
And I have friends that have, but for me, it was like, yeah, just wanting to be home and be, you know, be able to be naked and walk around and like,
yeah,
yeah, be yourself.
Outside. Yeah. Just completely whatever comes to us. So, yeah, so I guess I can go into kind of how that all lined up in Ireland and, how we found our midwife and stuff.
Yeah. Talk to us about that, because, you know, we've heard just from families here in the States that identifying a midwife, finding that support community, you know, going through the different processes to plan the pregnancy is a challenge. And so I'm just curious what that's like when you are abroad, when you're in a, you know, a country, a different country, different way of doing things. So talk to us a little bit about all of that.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I, because just to give people some logistics of being an expat, because my husband has an Irish passport through Heritage, getting married allowed me to have the rights of a citizen as well.
Gotcha. Just, you
know, cool. Wow.
So I have to renew it every year, but, so anyway, so that kind of gives me that right. And, the healthcare system here, they call it the HSE, is public. So unlike America, and that's been a really interesting thing to experience.
I'm sure.
So everything is basically free. I mean, supported. There's definitely fees here and there, but having this child at home cost us nothing.
Wow.
Even, you know, having the midwife and everything, and that's not why we chose it, but it really kind of blew my mind.
Sure. Yeah. It's just an interesting factor. Yeah. Not that you're looking to bargain hunt when you're planning a baby's arrival. However, it's a really interesting piece to it.
There's no Groupons.
No Groupons. Yeah. So I just had no idea, really. I was very naive to what public healthcare really entails. So, I basically, when I knew I wanted a home birth, I just Googled, natural home birth, all different stuff. My first inclination was to Google doulas, actually, in Ireland where I was living, or where we were living, and in our local area. And that, I don't know why, I just thought, okay, if I connect with a doula, then she'll tell me how it all works, you know, and it'll be kind of like find a girlfriend or something too, because I'm, you know, always looking for friends here. So it was kind of like, okay. And it led me to this company called the Dublin Doulas, which I can give you guys the link to them. They're wonderful. And they're mostly located in Dublin. And we're, like I said, we're down south in Cork. So, but still, the magic, again, of all that connection and just having that first call with the woman that runs Dublin Doulas was awesome, because she was just like, okay, you're in Cork. Here's a few midwives down there. Cause it's, I mean, the country is, I mean, it's a whole country, but it's very small. And there's a lot of, like, even from Dublin to Cork and up north, there's connections, and Irish people especially are very much just like, it's who you know and personal connection more than like the internet, more than anything. So
yeah.
It's very cool in that way. But anyway, she gave me a name of a midwife in Cork. And she's like, we can't really help you because you're down there. But she connected me with people. I was like, awesome. So I called the midwife who became our midwife. And her name is Elka. And she operates down here where we're living. And we had an incredible conversation. We were living in a different place at the time. We were living a little further north. And she basically said, I'm so sorry, but I don't do your area. If you moved a little further south, I would love to take care of you. Or you can rent a house or something for like the last month of your pregnancy and come down here. And so at first I was like, oh, okay, I don't know. We just found this place, and very emotional about it, to be honest. I was like, this has to work.
You know? Sure, yeah. It's just more stuff, more things now.
Yeah. And it was like, we were kind of in an isolated area at the time. And but it was all meant to be, because she serves the area down kind of more on the coast. And we kept coming down here on the weekends, again, small country. So it only took about an hour and a half drive. So we came down here on the weekends with our dog and just enjoyed the coast and kept being drawn to it. And we're like, we just really need to move down here, because then our midwife would be here and we love it. And so we got really lucky, because we just found a house within a couple months from that, and moved in back in March. So we haven't been here too long, and now it all works out. So she gets to come to our house, and we're down by the ocean, which has been extremely like just relaxing and good for my soul being pregnant.
Sure,
you know? But the whole system, so basically the midwives here are private, kind of self-contracting, self-employed women, but they are paid through the health system. So it's like everything's supported through the government in the hospital. So when you go to the hospital initially to get like your ultrasound, if you want to, they just put you in their system as a home birth, and then you're in their system that way. So they know that if you ever did come into the hospital, that all your care has been through a midwife, and that's why they don't really have a record of it in their system. So, it's all I've been very impressed, very organized, and, all of our pretty much prenatal visits have all been at Elka's house. And then just last week she came to our house and did their first kind of like, come and see it, see what your house looks like, tell you what supplies you might need. And then she did a step-by-step what it looks like for each like phase of birth with these really detailed poster boards.
Nice.
And that was great. Even though we've done a lot of classes and stuff, it was like just really cool to have her in the house showing us, and Ryan and I sitting there and taking it all in. It felt very real. So
right. Dress rehearsal.
Yeah. We're like, okay, I think we're feeling more and more ready to meet our little person.
Wow. And so you don't know the gender?
We do not know the gender.
Cool.
No idea, actually.
Okay. I love that. Yeah. I mean, from everything that I've heard about the way you've described how you guys kind of go about things and how you show up, it's like just trusting and taking already such huge leaps of faith. I feel like, and I'm sure you do too, everything you've done has kind of led you to where you are now, and through this literal journey of going across the pond and finding your own space and energy in this new place. It's like it's all been in preparation for this.
Yeah,
that's what's so wild is I, to be really honest, like we didn't plan much besides coming here, and I keep thinking about when I get, to be honest, you know, I do get moments being nervous.
Sure.
That baby's gonna actually come through my cervix. That'll, you know, no matter how strong I am, I definitely have like little blips of that, especially at nighttime. I've been getting a little anxious, but it all comes back to, which is just so amazing. I'm like, okay, but I already faced so many fears of trusting and just like kind of surrendering. I know you guys use that word a lot, which is perfect. Like surrendering to where you exactly are in your life and knowing that you're so supported. And I really believe that you're very supported by the divine, and we're all part of that no matter what. So I just think, yeah, like, okay, I've done that and this is just the next step and it's all falling into place. So I just have to not fear it.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
I have a question about your family in the States. What's been the response from that front? One on just on being there and that journey, I guess a little bit on that, but then also with home birth, what's the response and feedback been like?
That's a great question. So they, first of all, it's hard. It's a little bit hard for them that I'm this far away. Right. They are all in Seattle and they're very loving and supportive. But just initially, I think it was like, okay, so you guys are going to like do your little Europe thing for a year and come home, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was cute. You guys did that, got that out of your system, and now come back and, you know, have my grandbabies be near me and all that stuff.
Yeah. And that has been, I would say, one of the harder things and emotional throughout the pregnancy is just allowing us to do this our way and be here. And it's not that we want to be away from our family, but it's just more that this is the lifestyle we want and we're really loving it. And they do support that. And they're actually coming out next week. They arrive, my mom and dad. And so
that's awesome.
So my mom gets to stay for a month here and my dad will just be here for a couple weeks. So
that's great.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy because I'm like, am I going to have the baby a little early before they get here? Or like, is it going to happen when they're here?
Yeah.
And I've already broken the news that I do not want them in the house when I'm having the baby.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is hard too. It's, again, nothing against them, but I just privacy, I guess, again, and just want to feel completely just Ryan and I and the midwife. So, yeah, so that will all be very interesting in how it goes. But as far as the home birth, I have been so surprised because my mom had all hospital births and my dad is kind of more traditional where he'd be smoking the cigar and not really in the room. And so I thought initially when we told him that they'd be a little hesitant, but they've actually been really incredible and just like, that's great. You totally got this. Wow. Which tells me that, you know, I know my mom's had positive birth experiences in the hospital. And so she just, it's been huge that they've been like that.
Yeah.
But friends, and I have brothers at home. A few of them are supportive and a few of them I think are like, you're crazy. You're like hippie thing and whatever, you know?
Yeah. I guess that's to be expected of a subset of people. You know, everyone needs to serve their own unique role. And, there's one or two in there that got to keep it interesting to help you affirm what you're up to and to just practice your own level of compassion and understanding for where they're at. And most of the time it's just their concern and love for you that just gets filtered through their understanding of the world.
Wow, you should be like a preacher. That was really good. Exactly. No, exactly. It's I'm not always that like down with it and chill about it. Sometimes I'm like, gosh, why can't they be more like excited? But totally. It's exactly that. It's like you gotta have it all in the mix. So, but overall, we've been really lucky with people being super, super supportive. So
now I'm curious. What was Ryan's response when you said, hey, I want to do this at home?
So he, from the get-go, was also just like, yeah, I totally see you doing that. In fact, even more than me, which is kind of funny, like he almost is on the position of like, you're just going to go behind that tree in our backyard. you know, you're like Wonder Woman or something, and which is so incredible. And, you know, you couldn't really ask for anything better with, you know, just this, like, total trust. But sometimes I'm like, okay, this might actually be kind of hard. And, you know.
Yeah, kind of that side look of like, I appreciate that you have this much faith in me, but, you know.
Yeah, but no, he's been awesome, and he's he doesn't have a ton of experience with babies or birth or anything. I would definitely have more. But yeah, there just seems to be this total, like, I want you to be comfortable, I think was the biggest thing. And just to back up too, like the hospital system here, so far, I mean, we've only had to go in twice for scans or ultrasounds, but being that it's public healthcare, I would say the biggest thing, it looks pretty much like an American hospital and provides same quality, but biggest thing is you have crazy waits in the hospital. Like, they're way overpacked, and just even going for an ultrasound, you wouldn't get in for like 3 hours past your appointment time.
Wow.
That was the only thing. And so, like, I think part of that too was if you go in for a birth, and I sure there are people have had positive experiences in Ireland, so I hope Irish people aren't shaking their heads at me, but you know, I've heard too that you can almost be laboring in the waiting room. Like, it's just so crazy. And then they want to get you out there, get out of there very quickly. Sure. Because of, and that's just too where we're at, because there's only one maternity hospital for the whole county of Cork, which is pretty much the whole southern section of this country. So it's really like you either go there or you have a home birth. And so anyway, I think that was part of it too for him. He's like, you know, it's not going to be, there's not birth centers and other choices. It's kind of like one or the other. And in that case, home birth is more comfortable, you know. And so, yeah, so that was a big part of it too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, as we're kind of wrapping this up, I'd love to hear from you if you have in your mind some intentions or things about the birth that you'd like to share that we can hold for you as it's, you know, coming up in the next couple weeks. Just what you envision for it.
Thank you. Biggest thing is I would love to just, we did a hypnobirthing course, so like I know you guys did too. Yes. And so just relaxation and like complete just being able to really breathe the baby out is what I meditate on as much as possible. I read in one of Ina May's books, I think it was Spiritual Midwifery, that she told a lot of the women to, as the waves or surges come, to approach them as if they're something that needs your complete focus and intention, as if they're some intelligent force that you need to like completely rise up against, if that makes sense.
Wow.
And the way she worded it was like, that's just really stuck with me, of like fearlessly rising up and letting your surges be as big as they possibly can. Is definitely a huge intention of mine, and trusting that it's the life force moving through you. And there's nothing pretty much more incredible, spiritual, explosive than that. So not fearing it is really, and just allowing it. Thank you. That's what I would say.
That's beautiful. Nice. It really is though. And Sarah and I will, we'll be holding that intention for you, and just sending you love and energy and peace and flow, and as we like to say, surrender and trust. All those things that you have been just repping, you and Ryan, for the past year plus, with, you know, trusting in each other and trusting in the universe and on your adventures. And so we're very, very, very excited for you.
Thank you. And yeah, thanks for just letting me. I'm excited to do part two, and just, that will be totally surreal to be on the other side.
We'll have another guest with us, probably cooing in the background.
Aww. But just thanks for letting me share this. And I just also being an outlet for, or I guess knowledge for people that if they're sitting in a corporate office listening to this podcast right now and they're not super happy or whatever, that you really can make your life what you want it to be. And I know you guys stand for that too. So, and yeah, it's quite beautiful when you just let go. So thank you.
That's a great quote right there.
Yes. Yep. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.